Cortland Sutton. So the Defensive Player of the Year a couple of years back, and somehow, someway, the Indianapolis Colts, who took their first lead of the game on that field goal, pull out a 12-9 victory.
According to Caesars, Josh Allen is currently the favorite, and Lamar Jackson is tied with Jalen Hurts for the third best odds. Patrick Mahomes is ahead of them in this spot.
The New York Giants are hopping across the pond with their shiny 3-1 record this week.
Inside the 45, he lost it, it's loose, and the Giants got it!
They are meeting up with London first-timers and also 3-1 Green Bay Packers.
Way to the end zone and a touchdown!
The Las Vegas Raiders are in Kansas City for Monday Night Football this week, an AFC West battle with the Chiefs, who looked a lot more Chiefy in Week 4.
And Mahomes throws it that way, and there's Kelsey to the end zone, and right away, Kansas City on the board.
Patrick Mahomes comes in off a 3-TD game, rating just under 100 last week. His rating for the year, a healthy 108.4.
Deep shot down the middle of the field, brought in from the 15-yard line by Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
The Baltimore Ravens are at home for Sunday Night Football this week, maybe reconsidering analytics football.
Ravens go for it on fourth and goal. Jackson fading. Jackson throws! Intercepted! Baltimore decides not to kick the field goal.
They take on interdivision rival Cincinnati in a key early season throwdown.
He throws it deep down the sideline, and it is caught!
Yeah.
Touchdown!
Got it in Bengals!
Alrighty, welcome back to season number 3, episode 21. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, JJ Peters, of the Sportstown Podcast and the Sportstown Network. Today we have this week's episode, we have some great guests, and that's JB and Benny Blue from the JB and Benny Blue Review Podcast, as we talk about the NFL Week 5. You'll love it. We talk mostly about the Thursday night game between the Colts and the Broncos. Man, that game was very sloppy, I'll be honest with you. We also talk about the upcoming London game between the Packers and Giants. We also talk about the upcoming NFL Week 5, including the primetime games, which includes the Bengals and Ravens. And we also talk about the Chiefs and Raiders. You go check out their podcast. Again, all the links will be down in the description below. I believe they go on live every Wednesday night, so go check them out there. Again, all the links will be down in the description below. As usual, we'll have them come on, and they'll try to come later in the season as well. I'll try to get them to come on. But again, it was a great interview. We also talk about the MVP race. Is it Lamar Jackson? Is it Josh Allen? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Now, JB is a big Cardinals fan. We talk about the Cardinals. They got a big upcoming matchup with the Eagles. Again, don't forget to check their podcast out. Again, we talk about some other things as well. We also talk about Week 4's games, and we talk about including the Packers and Patriots, where can Rodgers finally get can Rodgers and the receivers finally get on the same page? That's been kind of a problem, and it's not going to get any easier because their schedule gets a little tougher, even though the NFC is a lot more wide open. We also talk about Tom Brady. We also talk about how good the Chiefs have been. So pretty much all the stuff around the NFL. We also talk about the Detroit Lions, how their offense is the best offense in the league, but yet they have the worst defense. We also talk about how they can win with such a bad defense and such a great offense. We also talk about, is Jared Goff really the guy, and could the Lions really think that Jared Goff is the future quarterback? I've been very down on Jared Goff, but he's been very impressive. The only thing that's been not impressive for the Lions has been their defense, and that was kind of surprising because I didn't think their offense would be that good and their defense would be so bad. But again, we talk all about that. We talk about Kenny Pickett's performance when they played against the Jets. He did throw 3 interceptions, but he had 2 rushing touchdowns, and he looked good, and I think he's going to be the starter for the remainder of the year unless something happens where he gets injured, which could happen. But again, I don't want to jinx it as well. So again, don't forget to check out the JB and Benny Blue Review Podcast. It's a great interview. We talk about the NFL. They love football, and it was a great interview. So I think that's all. I think that's about it. So let's get right into the interview. But first, a word from HelpYouFind.me. Before we start today's episode, I'd like to give a quick shout to our sponsor of today's video. And that sponsor is our good friends over at HelpYouFind.me. You're probably asking yourself, JJ, what is HelpYouFind.me? Well, I'll tell you what it is. Peter Sanchez, the founder, creator, and owner, was originally worried about his daughter and his mom always asking him for his travel details. HelpYouFind.me was initially created for collective peace of mind. 48 hours. These are the most crucial or most critical moments to find you in the event of an emergency, or worse, waiting for the legal process to access your important history information, which can take up to weeks upon weeks upon weeks. With HelpYouFind.me, you have your own secure and encrypted digital If I Go Missing file that can give you your most trusted people access to virtual information much sooner than the authorities. Each person you share with that has its own access rules, and everything is completely encrypted. Not even HelpYouFind.me can access it. This puts you in total control of your data. You can also update your location, submit photos, screenshots, and post random information or notes on the go. It's as easy as texting with a friend. To find out more information, go to HelpYouFind.me. Also, don't forget to use the promo code down below in my description. If you use the promo code STP2021 to get 15% off your first order. Again, that promo code is STP2021 to get 15% off your first order. And go to, if you want more information, go to helpyoufind.me. And again, I'll put the link down in the description down below. All right, let's get back to the show. And now on to our interview with JB and Benny from the JB and Benny Review Podcast. Alrighty, I am pleased to be joined by JB and Benny, the host of the JB and Benny Blue Review. Thanks again, guys, for coming on.
Yo, yo, what's happening?
Thanks for having us, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, again, thanks for coming on. I saw you guys, and I had to get you on. Of course, tomorrow is the Thursday night football game between the Colts and Broncos. And of course, we don't have a whole lot of time here, but if you kind of want to mention your podcast before we get into basically we talk about NFL.
Yeah, definitely. So we're the JB and Benny Blue Review. We live stream on Wednesdays, 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. And obviously football season, NFL season, you already know we're covering that in depth. As you can see by JB's beautiful banner behind him, we cover the Bird Gang. We also cover my very hot and cold Detroit Lions. The factory dysfunction continues. So those are our primary teams. But of course, we cover the entire league. And you can follow us at JB and Benny Blue. We also have a Patreon account, patreon.com/JB and Benny Blue, where you can actually still get the audio and exclusive content. And you already know, JJ, we're pumping people with the content, with the reels, with the memes, all the good stuff to keep people entertained. So that's where you can find us for our show.
All right. Again, thanks again for coming on. Can't wait to talk about some football. Of course, you mentioned your podcast. Let's dive right into the Thursday night game between the Colts and Broncos. That's a must win for both teams. Before we kind of talk about those teams specifically, the Colts, well, they're probably their best player on offense. Jonathan Taylor is out for Thursday night. How big is that going to be for the Colts? And do you think they can still be able to run their offense well without their star running back?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the backup running back is no. I mean, I don't even know who he is, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? That's how good.
Hines, right?
Okay, yeah. So Taylor is, you know what I'm saying, that guy. He's a dog. You know what I'm saying? He's their workhorse cat. But without it being said, him being hurt is going to be a huge problem for their offense. They already have an issue. So without him being the focal point in the offense, or even a distraction, if you will, because having him in the offense, you know what I'm saying, flaring him out, handling the ball, safety has to be accounted for. Safety has to account for him. They have to watch, you know what I'm saying, so they have to play with their eyes towards the backfield because he's always running the ball, which makes play action easier, which makes Matty Ice's job easier. Well, it just made his job a lot harder for him not to play. And then, of course, you're going against a Denver defense that is not a slouch. Denver just hadn't put it together yet. That's all. They just haven't put it together yet. Everybody thought that Russ was going to go in there and start cooking right away. He obviously got some little recipes, but he's going to get back on track, and he's going to make it easier on his defense eventually. So, I think that Denver's going to fare very well this game.
Yeah, and I think, too, without Jonathan Taylor, the Colts offense has been – the Colts just have been to a slow start, and I think they're kind of in trouble. I thought they'd win that division easily, but it could end up just being the Titans again and maybe the Jaguars. You know, they've looked pretty solid the first few weeks. On the other side, though, the Broncos won't have Randy Gregory. I'm not sure how long he's out. I think he's out for a while. How do you think that will affect the Broncos defense?
Well, I mean – you know, the interesting thing about the Broncos is I don't really necessarily believe that's an issue with talent. You know, people have been coming for Nathaniel Hackett's head, and kind of rightfully so. And JB and I talk about this on our show all the time. Sometimes there's the value of being the number one coordinator. And when you get to that head coaching spot, you realize maybe that's just not necessarily the position for you.
That's your bag, baby.
Yeah, you kind of have to have that CEO brain to understand where you're going to have the right kind of, you know, group of coordinators and position coaches. So ultimately, I think the Broncos can, if they needed to get into a shootout, which I definitely think this may be just that type of game. I think that's what it's going to rely on. Like JB said, it's just kind of one of those things where they haven't put it together. Whereas when you look at kind of the Colts, I mean, dare I say that, you know, Matty Ice might have to essentially play his role as like the AFC version of Jimmy G. Run the offense through, you know, through running the ball, and then take the plays where you can. Because if you're looking for him to kind of take the top off, not only with his ability at this stage in his career, but who they have on the outside as weapons, I mean, to me, I think it's just going to be, this could very well be kind of a score for score, and whoever makes the least amount of mistakes and has the ball last is going to win the game. And like you were kind of alluding to in terms of who it matters for more, you know, they're still going to have a level of continuity with the Colts. I feel like they're going to be a little bit more patient there because Ursay already made the move to get rid of Carson, right? He shipped Carson out of town. Whereas Nathaniel Hackett, would it be a situation almost akin to JB's Cardinals where they had Steve Wilks for 1 year, they had Josh Rosen for the 1 year, they realized, oh my God, we made a tremendous mistake, and they just pulled the hook and they realized we got to get someone who's going to get the most out of Russ and maximize, you know, the playmakers, in particular putting like someone like Patrick Surtain in a good position to make plays. Right. So it's actually a fairly interesting matchup, but I don't know how much defense for either side is going to play into it. And if I'm a betting man, I'm probably putting my money on the Colts defense.
Yeah. And like I said, you just mentioned, I was going to ask that, but you guys said that both teams, honestly, it's a must win, to be honest with you, because both of them are not off to a great start. Yeah. Sure. And the Broncos are not a good 2-2. They're better than the Bears, who were 2-2, which is just kind of incredible how they're still 2-2.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's still a big game as well. Can't wait for that game as well. I know Colts don't have Jonathan Taylor. The Broncos don't have Randy Gregory, but we'll see how it goes. For some Sunday games, as you were mentioning, Benny, that you're a Lions fan. They're 1-3 right now. Their offense is good, but right now the defense is the question mark. And Jared Goff has looked a lot more impressive. I'm very impressed with Jared Goff, even though I'm still a little down on him. But what do you think the Lions need to do to be able to win games with their defense?
Well, the interesting thing about the Lions, and we're going to talk about this on our show as well, is they have a very interesting stat. And it's only the last time it happened was the 2000 greatest show on turf. Rams, JB, they have the number one scoring offense and the number 32 scoring defense right now. It's such a disparity between offense and defense. Now, to JJ's question, they're double teaming Aiden Hutchinson, and that's going to come with the territory. He's going to have to take his lumps of the season before he builds the experience to be able to maneuver through that. So the defensive line, and they're blitzing almost all of the time. So most teams can prep for it pretty well in practice and in film. So they're not really, you know, Aaron Glenn's not really switching it up as far as with any sort of pass rush or any sort of stunts, because they're just bringing all the horses. The biggest issue, JD, is on the back end. Tracy Walker is hurt. I think it's an Achilles issue. I think he's out for the year. Jeff Okuda's been playing good ball, but because he's the number one guy kind of on an island, almost akin to what you've seen happen with like Jalen Ramsey, for example, they're going to put their best guy and they're going to put all the heat on him. So while he's had a good game, this last game was a bit more of a letdown, but he's going up against DK Metcalf. That's a hard task.
Right.
Owarie, I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, he's a good rotational guy. I don't know if he's a starter. I mean, and to be honest, Aaron Glenn, just for the simplest fix for this, is you just have to show different things. You can't send everybody every play. You've got to find a way to switch it up to at least give that secondary a break, not only from a talent level, from a injury standpoint. So are they going to stay 32 ranked for the whole season? Good God, I hope not. But they're working. He's trying to make chicken salad out of chicken. You know what? You know what I mean? But it's also a combination of, is Aaron Glenn a high level position coach that's a D coordinator, or if he's genuinely the guy as a D coordinator, regardless of the talent level and injuries? I think we're a little bit too early to see what that looks like, but that's kind of my assessment of Detroit's defense and what they may be able to do, just at least kind of switch it up to make it harder and not be like a, you know, a level of Swiss cheese, just letting people in the end zone. So.
And JB, you were mentioning that you're a Cardinals fan. Of course, you got the Cardinals background there. They got a big game with the Eagles. They're off to a 2-2 start. I like Kyler Murray a lot, but a lot of people were down on him. But do you think he can lead the Cardinals and get an upset and give the Eagles their first loss of the season this Sunday?
I do wholeheartedly. I was joking with people at my job. The train stops here. That's what I keep saying, right? Philly's doing their thing. They're balling. You know what I'm saying? They got great weapons. They got a good defense. They're strong. All right, but at the same time, we should rightfully be 3-1. I'm not going to say we should be Kansas City because we weren't going to be Kansas City. But we should be 3-1 right now. Our problem is that we're not putting together game plans. Cliff is a horrible head coach, and I'm going to continue to say it. We saw Kyler's frustration in the last game where they couldn't get the plays into him fast enough, right? It's weird to watch, right? But when it all said and done, if we come out and we play four quarters of football, we can beat Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? And I think that we can beat them convincingly. No problem. They have holes. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Darius Slay, you know what I'm saying? Slay is their guy, you know what I'm saying, defensive backfield. But they have a nice, scrappy defensive backfield, right? But at the same time, their linebacking core, as far as coverage goes, not the best. Their D-line is strong, right? Of course, you know what I'm saying? So running the ball is going to be a tall task against them. But at the same time, if we come out and we push the ball down the field vertically, not 30, 40 yards every time we throw the ball, but get it to Ertz in the middle of the field, right? Throw those out, so on and so forth, right? We're going to be just fine, right? But that's a big-ass if, right? Hell yeah, we can stop them. Hell yeah, we can beat them. But, I mean, which team's going to show up? If we play in the first half the way we play in the second half, the duration of the season, we're going to be just fine. And we're going to upset the Philadelphia Eagles at our home, point-blank period.
Mm-hmm. And if the Cardinals can win this Sunday and then win next Sunday, you go what you got, and then DeAndre Hopkins comes back and you're 4-2. They're pretty good, in good shape. And the division, the NFC West, isn't what it's been, at least the first 4 weeks, because I think every team in that division is 2-2.
Right.
Which is just kind of funny. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing at the AFC North, except for the Steelers. That division was supposed to be really good, and it's off to a slower start than normal. So
right. Early in the season, the first quarter is just finishing up, you know what I'm saying? So second quarter of the season beginning. So it's still early, but of course, you know what I'm saying, that'd be a huge win for us. We're not looking to the week after next. We're looking to this week. If we can get this win, you know what I'm saying, that'll put us at 3-2. We ain't worried about how the rest of the NFC West fares. We just worry about what we're doing. All right, we got a tall task ahead of us, and we got to focus on that.
All right, so let's talk about the MVP race for a little bit here. Jalen Hurts has been playing well. Lamar Jackson has been playing well. I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan, so I'm a little biased. I told you guys that before we started recording, and my listeners know that. Patrick Mahomes has been solid. Josh Allen has been really good. Who do you guys have as your MVP? I know it's really early, but who do you have as your MVP at this moment?
Numbers-wise, it got to be Lamar. Right. Got to be Lamar. And then Jalen Hurts in the second. I'm going off of, you know what I'm saying, like, basically, you know what I'm saying, one, with Jalen Hurts, you know what I'm saying, the way he's led his team to his 4-0 start. Right. And then, of course, you know what I'm saying, the lack of mistakes that he's made. Of course, Josh Allen. And, of course, you know what I'm saying, Patrick Mahomes are doing great things, and they're helping the team win. But right now, I say that's 1-2, and then we got a 3-A and 3-B with Mahomes and Allen right now.
Yeah, I mean, JJ, we talked off air about our love for Louisville and for Lamar specifically. I hope it's Lamar, but as JB knows, just from being in the league and around the league, there is the level of the, dare I say, kind of like politics and campaigning to it, almost like an award season that we would have here in LA. They call it four-year consideration, where you're pumping your stuff for the Emmys or for the Oscars.
Right.
My fear with Lamar and why I think he's going to come up short, as much as he's really going for the bag and negotiating his own contract and hopefully gets the extension and makes it happen, is that I feel like in the 11th hour, Baltimore might let him down in terms of some games that slip away, particularly with what happens on defense. Because when you see what Mahomes is doing, it's packaged up even more, where maybe the stats aren't as dynamic, or they're not jumping off the page, where it's like Lamar's like, oh my God, 6 total TDs or something like that, where he's getting a couple on his feet. Mm-hmm. I think with Mahomes, I think it's going to be one of those things where the Chiefs are going to be so good, and they may very well make it back to the Super Bowl this year, where I think that's only, and of course he's going to be a huge part of that, but I think that's really going to go in the decision-making of the media and everybody that votes on it. Right. And I think he's ultimately going to get the nudge because he's going to be playing for an overall better team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that's looking weird down the line, you know what I'm saying? But as far as like right now, you know what I'm saying? Like the campaign trail, you know what I'm saying? If the campaign trail ended tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? You would have to look at, you know what I'm saying, like who was going to do it right now. I'd say Lamar would get it right now. But Benny made a great point. And down the line, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Baltimore got some decision-making to do as far as, like, what they're going to be, you know what I'm saying, identity-wise. I mean, they played a great game last week up until the middle of the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden they just fell apart, right? Should have kicked three, and depending on their defense, they up and win at home. They didn't, right? So, I know without a doubt. I mean, Patrick Mahomes making great plays, but he makes great plays every year, right? Josh Allen's doing some great things with his feet, but he does that every year, right? Lamar, every time, it's wow every time this kid steps on the field, right? And, of course, with the breaking the Michael Vick record, you know what I'm saying, like, again, after week two, that's big time, you know what I'm saying? So right now, I got Lamar. But later, like, ask me after, you know what I'm saying, the second half right. of the season, I don't know, right?
Yeah, so 13 total touchdowns in 4 weeks is pretty good, especially with a defense that's not great. But we'll see what happens because, like I said, we're just in that first into the second quarter of the season. And the Ravens defense is very funny because they forced 10 turnovers, and I think that leads the league right now. But yet they've allowed the most yards. So that's kind of the question mark on the Ravens. That's not normally what we have to question. It's usually their offense, and their offensive line hasn't been great either. But it always seems to be the defense is always their strong point. It's not. I know they have a new D coordinator, but we'll see what happens. So another London game real quick is the Packers and Giants this week. I didn't know this, but I found out that this is the first time that two winning teams are playing against each other.
Yes.
And the Packers, the big question I know is their offense hasn't been great, but they're still 3-1. Do you think Rodgers can have a game where he has 250 or 300 yards and where he can actually trust his receivers like Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, and Alan Lazard?
If they bring in Odell Beckham Jr., you can. But up until that point, nah, it's going to be inconsistency at the wazoo. He's going to continue to struggle. They're going to have to play team ball to win games. That's just how they're going to have to win, right? Until, I mean, they won't be that secure receiving core until, shit, three-fourths into the season, right, to be honest, right? Mm-hmm. They had their woes in the preseason. They're showing flashes of greatness right now, but still – there, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of cohesion that has to take place. These kids are young, right? Of course, you know what I'm saying? Lazard is a cat that played for him last year, and he's doing decent things. But, of course, like any defense coordinator does, if that's your guy, we're going to take him away, right? So it's hard for him to get the ball to Lazard. And now he has to depend on these other cats. Jones is, of course, a bright spot for him. And is Dylan hurt right now, or is he playing?
That's a good question. I don't know. Is Dylan playing? I'm not sure.
Because I haven't really watched. I watched the Packers. I was watching like the replay of the game last night, but I haven't really watched the Packers play. But I think Dylan's hurt right now because I ain't really seen him run the ball like last night. I didn't see him run the ball at all. So I think he's hurt right now. So that's a huge minus for their offense as well because he's their bruiser, right? Mm-hmm. So he can wear that defensive line, their front seven down, and they don't have that. Of course, Jones is their scat guy. Now he runs powerful, but he's not like, you know, Jones. You know, Dylan's like 245. Right, so he's like, you know, old school duck it. You know what I'm saying? So he gonna mash you out with it. But yeah, I just don't see them. You know, I don't see Aaron Rodgers. Whoever, put it like this, whoever got Aaron Rodgers right now, fantasy is you know they're not very happy. So
that's true. So real quick, I know you guys got to get going here soon, but I got the Sunday night and Monday night game. Between the Sunday night game is the Bengals and Ravens. The Monday night game is the Chiefs and Raiders. Those are both really good big games and big division games too. Who do you got in those matchups and why?
Where are the Bengals and Ravens playing at?
It's in Baltimore.
Well, when you're in Baltimore, you got to be more careful. Right now, I don't think they'll make the same mistake twice. I think Lamar, you know what I'm saying? One thing about Lamar, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to losing, he don't do it very, very graciously. So he's going to come back. He's going to do everything he needs to do to win the game. I got Baltimore winning at home.
Yeah, I'm taking Baltimore as well. We're JJ, as you know, the first 4 weeks of the season are where the unpredictable happens, particularly when you have essentially the first game, maybe even week two, particularly when we're talking about Rodgers' case, where it's almost like a sort of a weird extension of the preseason where a lot of these guys don't play or they don't have a lot of continuity with each other. Now we're past this kind of first quarter, and now things are going to kind of level out. I don't see the Ravens dropping two in a row, so I'm going to take the Ravens as well.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens as well. I think Lamar Jackson's career versus the Bengals is 4-1, and the only loss he had last year was when half their guys were hurt. So I got the Ravens as well. Now, the Chiefs and Raiders, that's a big game too. The Chiefs are off to a hot start, probably one of the best teams in the AFC, if not the best. The Raiders, they got their first win on Sunday, but they haven't looked that great. I wasn't a huge fan of him just because I thought they should have kept Bisaccia. He was a great coach last year, led them to the playoffs, but who do you guys got?
The players are like huge fans of him, so that was kind of a big dumbass mistake on their part. Mm-hmm. Raiders versus Chiefs, where are they playing at?
I think it's in Kansas City.
Kansas City. That's, yeah. I don't even got to give you an explanation. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, right?
Yeah, I mean, and you, it's funny, JJ, you bring it back to the beginning of the segment when you kind of pose the question about who kind of needs the game more, where is it the must win with the Colts and the Broncos? This really is like, Raiders, are you really going to make something out of the season? And this is one of those critical weeks. And I don't think they have the horses, particularly on the road, just to do it. I think the Chiefs are out for blood, and I think
Benny, you're saying what's real, but to be honest, man, the problem is the guy behind center. To be honest, he's a problem. And I told you this, you know what I'm saying, a while ago. Like, I don't believe in that cat. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in him at all. So he's the problem. The guy behind center is a problem. It all stems from him. You got all that talent. You got all those people, right? You know what I'm saying? That you could throw the ball to. You got Jacobs behind you. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Like, offensive line is decent, not the best, right? Defensive line, linebackers, I mean, look, solid. Everything's solid, right? The problem is the guy behind center. I don't believe in that cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just that car curse, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and the problem is they brought in a Patriots assistant, and no Patriot assistant does well, right? He already struggled in Denver, and then he comes here in Vegas, and he's starting to struggle. I just don't, like I said, I was not a huge fan of the hiring. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to that, Benny?
I mean, listen, Josh McDaniels, I mean, shout out to Nathaniel Hackett, because Josh McDaniels was in Nathaniel Hackett's shoes once upon a time, I think 2015 or whenever that was. So now he gets a second chance. Like you said, JJ, that Belichick tree. I mean, good Lord, my Lions had Matt Patricia, for God's sake, who alienated half the team, and three of them requested trades, namely Darius Slay and Quandre Diggs, who we could still have, by the way. Right. Yeah. So that, I mean, I think to JB's point, I think it really is sort of a combination of Carr and McDaniels, where it's like, yeah, they've been experiencing some drops. I mean, you know, Waller can hang onto the ball a little bit more, but for God's sake, you have Davante Adams. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, you got to do something. I know that division is stacked.
Got to get the ball to this guy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they got to make it happen. They have to try to do something this week. Tough sledding.
All right. Again, we're running out of time here. Thanks again, guys, for coming on. Is there anything else you want to mention before we end the interview here?
Just hit us up at JB and Benny Blue on all social media platforms, Patreon at JB and Benny Blue /patreon.com. It's $1 hot dollar, you know what I'm saying, to hear our voices. You know, and I see our faces, of course, you know, on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that at JB and Benny Blue. Get at us, man. We appreciate you having us on, JB.
Thank you, sir.
Again, thanks again for coming on. Again, all the links will be down in the description below. All right, have a good night. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Thanks, sir. Too.
All right, that's the show. Can't thank you enough for listening to the Sportstown podcast. We really appreciate it. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Sportstown_podcast or on Twitter at SportstownPod. We release new episodes every week. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day. Here's some independent music to send you into the greatest week of all time.